Welcome to Slug's bi-weekly Slug Soundwaves podcast. Here, in our print mag and on slugmag.com, enjoy our curated content that highlights the best of Utah's alternative and underrepresented music, arts, events, and community subcultures. If Slug has benefited you or someone you love, consider contributing to sustain our existence. Head to slugmag.com/donate to join our community of donors.
KRCL was founded in 1979 to bring a more diverse voice to Salt Lake City and surrounding areas. KRCL is community funded and supported, which allows diverse commercial free programming that varies from indie to hip hop, blues to bluegrass, metal, punk, indigenous, and bilingual programs. Every weekday at 6 p.m., KRCL's Radioactive brings you grassroots activism and civic engagement with punk rock farming and live local music on Fridays. Tune in to KRCL at 90.9 FM. Stream at krcl.org or download the app on the App Store.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. Hi, my name is B, and this project is The Madeline. The Madeline consists of me and then Jack Relier, Sam Jessing, Emmett Crowfoot, and Will Wagstaff. I like to call it like cathedral gaze. I'm super inspired by a lot of shoegaze and heavy like grunge rock, grunge metal, but a lot of our music is very atmospheric and very ominous, I guess is a good word for it. And I'm very inspired by just the resonance in like a cathedral and stuff like that. And so I'd say it's like somewhere in between shoegaze and noise rock and kind of like atmospheric cathedral gaze, I guess. I am inspired to make this music because it allows for a level of an emotional expression that is very charged and very heavy, but also very vulnerable. We write a lot of music about injustice and loneliness and like just like the dreamlike states, I guess. And I feel the combination of heavy rock and atmospheric soundscapes allows for a very, like, what's the word I'm looking for? A very nebulous kind of expression, I guess. I've been involved in a bunch of different projects throughout the years, and I'm inspired to make a lot of different music. I really love electronic music, and I love jazz, and I love hip-hop, and, you know, there's a lot of different stuff that I do love to express. But I've also, like, historically been very involved in alternative rock, and, you know, a lot of my musical foundation comes from that. And so, you know, with this project, it was very much a process of figuring out where, you know, like my own sound or my own niche or whatever. And, you know, it's taken a while to get to this point with it, but I feel like at the baseline, there's always been that drive to make like alternative rock or to make like heavier rock music, you know. So this first record that we released was primarily written and recorded by me. And so, you know, a lot of the sound was established, you know, before I started getting members in and we started collaborating on music, which we've been kind of mostly focusing on is collaboration. And we're kind of not reinventing our sound, but just kind of taking it in a new direction. But, you know, I'd say it's like a combination of both, where on one hand, there is kind of like a zeitgeist of our sound and like an idea of what it you know, should be or how we want to be expressing ourselves. But at the same time, there's a lot of room for, you know, exploration and, you know, like chaos and like the writing aspect of things, I guess. I mean, I mainly write all of the songs. You know, I'll take like an idea that I've been working on and just kind of flesh it out and get things rolling. And then I'll bring it to the band. And then I really just kind of let them, you know, do what they need to do or do what feels right. Unless it's like, you know, we're coming together and sharing ideas or, you know, thinking about how we can achieve like a, you know, a shared goal just through collaboration. But a lot of the times I really just place my faith in my band members just because I, you know, I've been working with these guys for a long time and just a lot of different projects. And I just trust that their intuition is just, you know, strong enough where, you know, they'll play something and I'll just be like, oh shit, that sounds crazy. So, you know, it's like definitely a mix of both, but more in the latter where it's like placing my faith in other musicians, you know? So the record is called Peaceful Uncertainty / With Senses Wide Open. And it's called that because initially it was two EPs that I had put together. I initially set out to make like a full like 45, 50 length record or 50 minute record. But I just, you know, it was a lot to take on for one person. So I decided to kind of like, you know, finish up what I felt really confident on and kind of just put other things on the back burner. But yeah, it's two EPs that are kind of conglomerated into one. And it's named that based on each of the title tracks of the EPs, which are like the kind of more atmospheric ambient tracks on it. A lot of it is about like, ooh, there's a lot in there. It's kind of tricky to like pinpoint exactly what it's about, but I sing a lot about loneliness on the second half. And it's just a lot of those slower, more, what's the word? I guess like ominous songs on the record. They're kind of just an exploration into like my mental health and kind of what I was dealing with at the time. And just a way for me to like, you know, put that energy into, you know, a physical form, I guess, or into art. But there's a lot of things where I talk about like dreams and dreamlike states and memories and how they kind of interlap or overlap in a certain way where, you know, memories kind of just blend into your, I don't know, they just kind of blend into the, you know, your subconscious in a way that feels very dreamlike, you know, and when you reminisce on certain things, you just recall things in this way that kind of doesn't really exist, you know, it's like kind of like an ether state, I guess. But yeah, a lot of it is just very much like a personal exploration of, you know, certain emotions and my mental health and just a lot of personal, just working through a lot of personal things, I guess. I feel like I reached a point where, you know, I was kind of just circling back to these songs and kind of, you know, wanting to get these finished and get them to a point where I can proudly put them out into the world. But, you know, it took a lot of just, you know, revamping and re-exploring certain ideas. And yeah, I feel very liberated from those emotions now that, you know, it's out in the world and it's, you know, for everyone now, you know, it doesn't feel, you know, a part of it when it was, you know, just still in the process felt like very internal and very guarded and, you know, just kind of gatekept. But now that it's in the world, I feel like, oh yeah, like I can express these emotions and I can open up about these things. And, you know, it does feel very vulnerable and very complex, but I know that that's a shared human experience and, or having the ability to share that with other people just, you know, opens that up for me more, you know, and feels very good. Yeah. I'd probably say The Definition. It's the third track on the record. And I'd say that one because I feel like it's very representative of like our direction, you know, going forward, but also just like in the present, like what we are, you know, where our vision lies and what we want to be putting into the world and how we want to be represented. And there's a lot in there too. I was talking previously about how we explore like dreamlike states and memories and, you know, the emotions that come from that. I feel like this song specifically is very, it's very charged with that emotion, I guess. And that's a lot of what we want to continue to explore. And, you know, when we hope that when, you know, our listeners think of the Madeline, they think of like this kind of emotion, you know, they think of the heavy guitars and the heavy drums and also mixed in with like atmospheric vocals and atmospheric keys and just that kind of, what's that word I'm looking for? Dichotomy, I guess, between those two things. Cool. You're about to hear The Definition off of our record, Peaceful Uncertainty with Senses Wide Open in its entirety. You can find us on Instagram. We're also, or on Instagram, we're themadeline.slc. You can find us on Bandcamp. We're currently in the works of putting together a website. So, you know, we'll post about that on our Instagram. And we don't have anything for the month of August, but we are playing the DLC on September 4th with Bleary Eyed and Levelore and the Gauntix. And I am very, very excited for that one because that lineup is crazy. All amazing local bands, and Bleary Eyed is awesome. So yeah, stay tuned for that. If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Nate McQuivy, coordinated by William Hughes, and promoted by the Slug Magazine editorial staff. Be sure to check out this month's issue of Slug. You can find a copy any place cool or at slugmag.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Soundwaves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.